Ghana was the first sub-Saharan African country to gain independence from colonial rule. Commentator Mary Nanama Dankwa explains why she and many other Black Americans have ties to Ghana 50 years after its birth.
On March 6, 1957, Ghana became the first sub-Saharan African nation to gain its independence. Today, the country is celebrating the 50th anniversary of that landmark moment. A moment that, ironically, was ushered in with as much excitement and as many tears right here in America. I find it so hard to believe that when we hear the name Ghana now, the first things that tend to come to mind are kente cloth and Kofi Annan, the recently retired UN Secretary General who is native to the country. Have we all but forgotten the deep connection between Black America and Ghana? It is a history of shared struggle, a history of Black people on opposite sides of the Middle Passage walking similar paths to liberation. In the 1950s, as the civil rights movement was swinging into full force, so too was the movement for sovereignty and self-government in the Gold Coast, the name of the colony that would soon become Ghana. But it was more than just a parallel existence between the two places. There were several pivotal points of intersection. Kwame Nkrumah, the man who became Ghana's first president, was no stranger to America. Though he was born and raised in the Gold Coast, Nkrumah got his undergraduate degree at Lincoln University in Philly and went to the University of Pennsylvania for grad school. A whole lot of American leaders and icons flocked to Ghana in the years just before and just after its independence. People like Malcolm X, Muhammad Ali, Richard Wright, and Pauli Murray. Maya Angelou lived there for years. W.E.B. Du Bois renounced his American passport to become a Ghanaian citizen. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was there at the moment freedom was announced. It was a beautiful experience, he wrote in his autobiography, to see some of the leading persons on the scene of civil rights in America on hand. To my left was Charles Diggs. To my right were Adam Powell and Ralph Bunche. It is reported that Dr. King told Richard Nixon on that day, "I want you to come visit us in Alabama, where we are seeking the same kind of freedom Ghana is celebrating." Ghana's founding fathers are now referred to as the Big Six: Kwame Nkrumah, Emmanuel Obechebe Lamptey, Edward Akufo-Addo, Ebenezer Akwaje, William Oforiatta, and my grandfather, J.B. Dankwa, the man who officially gave the country its name, Ghana. He named it after the ancient empire of Ghana, which was the first of the great medieval trading empires of West Africa. Dankwa knew that the kind of freedom which Dr. King referred to was inevitable for Blacks throughout the world. He wanted Ghana, both ancient and modern, to be remembered as a trailblazer, a beacon of hope. And it is my hope that today everyone celebrates it as that.
Mary Nanama Dankwa is a writer living in Los Angeles. And that's our show for today. Thanks for sharing your time with us.